All right, we do it every week at this time. TJ's a scumbag who didn't show up. Kenny, mark him down. He goes winless following his 2-7 last week. Let's do the picks. All right, let's do the business. Rico with a narrow lead over David. Well, TJ's going to be in last following his comeuppance. Let's do the business. We start out College Station, number 9, Missouri, is an underdog at number 25, Texas A&M. Mr. Rico Beard.
Mike, this one to me seems like it should be Texas A&M, but I just don't believe in the Aggies. Whenever it's a big game, they find a way to choke. So I'm going to take Missouri in the points.
Over to Kenny Cott. The Kenny whoopee cushion's back.
Big game, weird spread. I'll go with the weird. Give me A&M.
All right, over to Hatchet, man.
Yeah, I don't really want to do Texas A&M, but it is a weird feel that they're the favorite here, so I have to go with what it is, Texas A&M.
Mizzou's offense hasn't been right all year. Luther Burden went from a 35% target share last year to 17% this year. If that doesn't scream players hurt, I don't know what does. Give me the Aggies. Game number 2, I have no idea why this is on here. SMU at number 22, Louisville. Louisville laying the 6.5. Rico.
Mike, I think they can lay the 6.5, and I think they will still win. Give me Louisville.
Over to Kenny.
I am with you, Rico. If it was over a touchdown, I might feel differently. I'll go with Louisville here.
Well, you guys are all wrong here. I get what SMU looked like early on, but they look so much better the last few weeks, so I'm going to go SMU.
The spread looks way too big to me. I mean, why would SMU, off that performance, be catching 6.5 going to Louisville? Give me the team on a bounce back here. Give me the Cards. Ole Miss, you bastards. Ole Miss minus 9.5 at South Carolina after Lane went full clown car.
The cockaboose.
Yeah, well, that's Lane Kiffin, all right.
You know what? I think this is going to be Ole Miss get right game. Ole Miss know that they had a chance to really make an impression. They didn't. Give me Ole Miss.
Over to Kenny.
9.5. Too many points for the home team. Give me the cockaboose.
Over to David.
I am also on board with the cockaboose. I'm going South Carolina here.
Cockaboose. Cockaboose. Caca! Give me South Carolina.
That's the sound of a cockaboose.
I didn't grow up with chickens. I don't know. South Carolina with the points. I can't trust. That Ole Miss offensive line does not look right at all.
It's a rooster, not a chicken.
Whatever.
That's not a chicken.
Bunch of hillbilly garbage.
God, what is that?
No!
Don't eat those chickens.
They're eating the pets.
Miami laying 10.5 at Cal in an Atlantic Coast Conference matchup. Rico.
This is a late night game as well. I don't think this is going to hold up well for Miami. Marshawn Lynch is going to be the guest speaker. He's going to be there. Give me Cal in the points.
Kenny.
Can't argue with beast mode there. Give me Cal.
Over to David.
Yeah, this is a long travel. Truck drivers have been vlogging their way with Miami's equipment. I'm going California.
Cross-country trip, back-to-back road games. No way am I laying 10.5 there. Give me the hippies in the trees. Give me Cal. Michigan State at Oregon. Oregon laying 23.5 tonight on Fox. We go to Rico Beard.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to get eaten up like a turkey.
Right. If you know what? If you can win this game, we got a lot to be thankful for on Thanksgiving. If MSU can not turn the ball over, they can stay in this game and keep it close. I'm hoping that they will. This is all hope. But I'm going to take the Spartans in the points.
Kenny Cott.
Rico, I don't know about close, but 23.5 is a ton of points. Give me MSU.
David.
If I'm not mistaken, Oregon's wearing those black helmets tonight, so I love the blacks. I'm going with Oregon.
All right.
But MSU has the black quarterback.
Okay, can we please? Just to hell with it. Give me State. Because I just don't want to turn this game off at halftime. It'll anger me twice as much. Michigan at UW. Now, number 10 Michigan. An underdog at Washington? Rico.
Mike, we have a Bifrost warning. Meaning? The bridge was crossed. Michigan started off as a favorite.
Bifrost Grill. That's where your guy's wearing a Viking helmet. Yeah, I got you.
They started off as the favorite. Now they're the underdog. Washington is probably the best 3-2 team. Give me the Huskies.
I feel like every time I've picked Michigan, they've absolutely screwed me. I'm going to go with Washington.
David.
Screw you, Kenny. I'm going Michigan here. Please give me joy on Saturday night.
And no offense, but going on the road out of passing game against the team that's balanced, against a team that is top 50 in the country, stopping the run, and as a quarterback who's already got 1,200 yards passing, 11 touchdowns and no picks, and your underdog, mighty Michigan, the cabal, the brand name.
David, you may be hearing Purple Rain at the end of the game.
UW doesn't cover. Monday is 4 hours of Prince Lander. Let's go to Sunday in the National Football League.
What did he got
to
do with it?
It's his song. Thank you, Kirk Franklin. Let's go Jets-Vikings in Dusseldorf. Vikings laying 2.5. Rico.
Okay, this is just weird. Whenever teams go to London, you just throw everything out. I just think the Vikings are the better team, so give me the Vikings.
Kenny Cott.
Who asked for this game in London? Why are the Vikings good? I don't know. Give me the Vikings.
David.
I hear you, Rico, on the Vikings, but weird things happen overseas. So I'm going to go with the Jets here, recovering from their Sunday loss.
Up-down theory. Jets win or they leave Salah in London. Cowboys at Steelers waiting all day for Sunday night. Steelers laying 2.5. Rico.
Yeah, this is one of those lines that I guess, yeah, the Steelers have a better record. I think the Cowboys have a better team. Sorry, David. How about them Cowboys?
Thank you, Gov. Over to Kenny.
I'll add to it. Screw you, David. Give me the Cowboys.
David?
Oh, well, you know I'm going here. You know, legendary franchises, but the Steelers are better, so I'm going Steelers.
Ground and pound. Get back to your roots.
All day.
A lot of pride. You got a lot of toothless fans in that stadium from West Virginia. They need a win. Give me the Steelers. What? It's factually true.
We stay away from them.
The game sponsored by Creston Colgate.
Exactly. Ravens laying, wait, only 2.5 at the Bengals? Rico? What a moment yesterday. That's what it would sound like in Gus Johnson land. All right, go ahead.
It is a strange line, Mike. You would think that the Ravens would be favored by more.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take the Ravens. I'm going to take the cheese.
Damn it. Over to Kenny.
Yeah, I'm stepping on the rake too with you, Rico. Give me the Ravens.
David.
Welcome, Kenny.
I don't like the way the Bengals look this season, so I'm going Ravens.
This makes no sense. Therefore, it makes complete sense. Bengals. It's just how it has to be in the NFL. Bills at the Texans. This is Bifrost warning. This is crossed today. Shakir out for the Bills. Three defensive starters out for the Bills.
Oh, well, then I feel better because I think this is the Steph Diggs revenge game. He has to show the Bills, you miss me. I know you do because you don't have any receivers. Give me the Texans.
This is the bridge cross. I'm going to go with the reverse of the reverse, though. I'm going Bills.
David?
I hear you about Steph Diggs, but I think it's going to be a Tank Dell night. I'm going Houston here.
I'm going to go Houston. I mean, that line movement is major. Shakir's been the Bills' best receiver. Down three defensive starters. Plus, I love Captain Miko and that defense, man. Give me the Texans. Giants and Seahawks. Why, guys? Why? Seahawks.
I think he's just picking with you. He's picking with you, Mike.
Seahawks laying 6.5, Rico. Oh, God. Malik Nabers probably ain't playing if it matters to you.
All right, turn his headphones off. It could be 16.5. I'm still taking the Seahawks.
Rico's spinal cord.
Sorry, Big G. Don't watch this game.
I want them to go 1-16. I've had it.
Big G, there's some fine apple orchards out there. Go there.
Kenny.
Well, since TJ's not here, I guess I'll have the honor is give me Geno Smith.
Not nice. David.
I like that. I really wanted to go Giants here. I had hope that Neighbors was going to play, but nope, not happening. So Seahawks.
Seahawks. Giants blow. I honestly hope they go 1-16 and we can draft Carson Beck. I have nothing else to live for from a football standpoint. I don't care. Shador, Carson Beck, Cam Ward. Draft Ronald McDonald. I don't care. Just get this
you
blank.
You have Ronald McDonald.
Get this blank-faced loser out of my locker room.
Say, Ronald McDonald's already a quarterback.
No more Daniel Jones. Give me the sea chickens. Kenny, mark TJ down. 0-10. That's what you get when you no call, no show. 97.1.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.